I am very excited because I don't think I've ever given a parsha class on Vezos HaBracha.
This is
like when you have a time, right? It's Yantiv, 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 and then it's Simchas Torah, and then you're already on Brachos. So like you hardly ever give a parsha class on Brachos, let alone Vezos HaBracha. So tonight that's what we're doing. So the Kliyakar, I'm sorry, the Vezos HaBracha, rather, is heavily dedicated to the bracha that Moshe gives to the Bnei Yisrael. There's a lot, the Kliyakar does a lot in terms of looking at those brachos from the perspective of comparing them to the Birchos Yaakov. So some of that we're going to see, some of that we're just going to obviously see what the Kliyakar says, and we're going to skip a few of them. But some of the things which he has here are just fantastically beautiful. So I'm looking forward to learning that together with you tonight. Let's begin by looking at the pasuk. It's in the Arts Baruch Hu Mishnah. It's page 1112. And the parasha begins, V'zos ha-baracha asher berach Moshe ish ha-Elohim es b'nei Yisrael lefnei Moso. And this is the bracha that Moshe, who was an ish ha-Elohim, that he gave to the B'nai Israel before he died. Now it's important to understand, actually to note this, because the Kliyakar is going to see this. I just want to give you the preview to it. So you see how Moshe is described here? He's described as an Ish HaElokim, man of God, right? And how is Moshe described at the very end of the Torah? Take a look, just turn quickly to page 1122. Pasuk Hey, Vayamas Shem Moshe, Eved Hashem, the Eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem. That Moshe was a servant of Hashem. So know the difference in God's names. Yeah, so one is Moshe is Isho Elohim, and one is an Ever Hashem. I remember when I was in high school, one of the rabbis would say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. He says, you want to be an Ever Hashem. That has to be your answer. You want to be an Ever Hashem. Okay, that's a good answer always. That's never a wrong answer. Anyway, so but it's on this question. Zos ha-bracha, you know, this bracha that Moshe. So what is doing? Isha Elokim? Like, can't you just say that he's Moshe? So there are a few questions which he asks, but the first one is actually the milas vizos muteres kula. What do we need the word vizos for? Gam vava ituf shel vizos. First of all, just say ha-bracha shebirach Moshe. You know, here it is. You don't have to say vizos, and also the vav. What do you need the vav for? Vizos. Tzricha yishuv. We need an answer for what the vav is. So just say zos habracha. Right, this is the bracha. V'nir shekaya masha amar b'harshas devarim. The very beginning of the book of Devarim. Hashem Eloichem hir ba'aschem hinachem ayam kichochvei ha-shamayin l'rov. Hashem Eloichem v'asichem yosef alechem kochem elach p'yamim. So Moshe, at the beginning of the book of Devarim, tells the people that you have become numerous, and this is and God should add to you. Yomru Chazal, the Chazal say in Sifrei, Am Yisrael, Moshe, Kitzva Ata Noten Librichosenu. Right, you're giving a set amount to our brachas. Am Elohem Zomi Shalihi. He says, you know, what I just said is that Hashem Elokechem could Yosef Elokechem. He should do so much more. These are my brachas to you. Hashem Yivarecheschem Chasher Diber Elokechem. But Hashem, that's a pasuk, right? Hashem that he should bless you as he has spoken to you. So I'm not putting a set amount. I'm saying not only should God give you what He said, but He should Yosef Elokechem. Im Kein Kfar Bircha Moshe Beribui. He says what Moshe already gave them a bracha that they should have a lot more, and what Moshe is doing now is from himself. In other words, what's done in Parshas Dvarim, it's not being given to them from the fact that Moshe being an Isha Elohim. And that bracha was also lefnei Moso before he died, because it's at the beginning of the book of Dvarim. When's the beginning of the book of Dvarim? Time wise, it's a month and a week ago. This is the bracha that Moshe is giving them right before he dies, lifnei Moso, but like literally before he dies. And the bracha at the beginning of Devarim is a bracha that the Torah tells us when that is. It's in the 11th month and Rosh Chodesh. We ascribe Moshe's date of death to be Zayin Adar, so it's 37 days ago. Okay, 36 days ago, whatever you, however you want to figure out exactly when Mezuzah bracha is taking place. Okay? Okay, so now the Kach Ne'amar Kan Vizos Bivav Ha'ituf. So here it says Vizos with a Vav. The Vav is basically hanging this onto what came before. Shenosaf Al Osa Bracha Shebirchem Moshe Mishalo Samach L'Moso. That, in other words, it's the fact that Moshe is an Isha Elokim, that he's defined now as an Isha Elokim, that makes this extra over what Moshe did before. Af Gam Zos HaBracha B'Yircham. So this is the bracha that he's giving to them. Avalomi shalokim orishona el mitzari yoso ishalim. The bracha that's given to them in the beginning of the book of Dvarim comes from Moshe the man. But now, whatever's coming to them comes, it's extra because he's achieved the status of being Isha Elohim. Was Moshe ever described as being an Isha Elohim before? No, this is the first time that we see Moshe as being an Isha Elohim. Who else is described as being an Isha Elohim? I think Yeshua, but at the end of his life, if I'm not mistaken, is also described as being an Isha Elohim. In other words, the goal of these men is to get to this status at the end of their life. In other words, this bracha is a special kind of emotion. Like you come over to me and you say to me, give me a blessing. I say, okay, you should have wealth, you should have nachas, it's very nice. But a bracha about the future, which is not generic, how am I supposed to know what that is? The only way you know that is because you achieve a status of Isha Elohim. It's not like the first one Moshe just gave on his own. Right? What was Moshe's original bracha? Hashem Yosef Alechem, right? Hashem should add. Thank you, very nice. It's an easy bracha to give. Anybody can give that bracha. I'm not denigrating Moshe Chas V'Shalom. But whatever comes here is coming because he's an Isha Elohim. V'nasan talama lama naase ata Isha Elohim yotemi bracha rishona v'fisha yezet lifnei moso samach l'moso mamash. So why is Moshe called an Isha Elohim now? Because it's mamash before his death. Okay, he's a man of God because he's about to see God. Okay? Yoter Mashaya Bibrach Rishana Shari Beni Beni, Lime Yisrael calls Sefer Mishneh Torah. So what has happened since the beginning of the Book of Dvarim? The Book of Dvarim. Okay, and because of that, Moshe is on such a different level. Imkein Vada Yachshava Yisamach Lemoso, Yoter Mashaya Bibrach Rishana. Mikom Mekom, Lo Yichan Hashem Yisbarach Alav Shmo Miuchad, Kiyim B'Shem Elokim, but nonetheless, God doesn't use his name of Yudke Vavke and throw that onto Moshe. He only calls him Shem Elokim, Hamashutaf Elokim Adam. Right, my mother always says to me, you should be Nosechein Be'enei Elokim V'Adam. Why does she not say to me, you should be Nosechein Be'enei Hashem V'Adam? The only way for that to happen is...
Death.
Okay, so she doesn't want that. Okay, but that's not her line. She should be Nosechein Be'enei Elokim V'Adam. But the point that Kliyaka is making is that Elokim V'Adam, that's the Shutaf. That's how there's Shutfus between God and man. Okay, not that there's Shutfus in God. I don't know. Aval ben Moso ne'amar v'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem ki oz yichad alav Hashem miyuchad. How are you attached to God in the most special way when it's Yudkevavke, when Yudkevav is attached to you? So maybe the Rebbe was wrong. You don't want to be an Eved Hashem. Okay, that's okay. You don't want to be an Eved Hashem. You want to be an Isha. I should tell him. I don't know. I should tell him about the Kli Yakar. I shouldn't tell him. I don't want to insult him. All right. Look at the Kli Yakar. Okay. Anyway, Davar Acher. You know, sometimes I always like to pick one of the Kli Yakar's interpretations and just share that with you because the second one, not as good. I don't know. This one, good stuff. Okay. Davar Acher. Rav Midrash Amru Moshe Yischil Berchosav Imakom Shepasak Yaakov Shneamar Bezos Asher Dibel Alehem Aviyem. If you go back to the pasuk, that's a quote from the pasuk. Right? And when Yaakov finishes the bracha, the pasuk says Bezos Asher Dibel Alehem Aviyem. So how does Moshe begin? Exactly where Yaakov left off. Yaakov left off Bezos Asher Dibel Alehem. But Moshe Yischil Be Bezos Vinir LePareish Midrash Zeh B'Shnei Panim. And this midrash telling us that Moshe picks up where Yaakov left off. The Kli Yakar is saying you can understand in two ways. Ha'echadu shemilas v'zos lashon akeva, that the word v'zos is a feminine format of speech. Ki kol shiros olam azeh nemru b'lashon akeva. All the songs that are from this world are told over b'lashon akeva. Ki b'kulam yesh tzar. Okay, because they all have some pain attached to them. U'latid b'lashon zachar ki zacharim lo yoldim. So what's lashon akeva? Nakeva is a person who in this world has to experience a kind of tsar. I mean, I guess only if she has a baby. Okay, the pain of childbirth. Whereas lashon zachor ki zacharim lo yoldim, that's a pain that men never experience. Yaakov bikesh legalos haketz dainu ha'asid v'nistami menu. Yaakov, at the time of v'zos asher diber lahem, Yaakov wanted to talk about the future, but it was held off from him. And therefore, Yaakov's brachos only fit under the category of Zos, which is Nekeva. And by the way, there's a whole mess of Kabbalistic teachings that distinguish between Nekeva and Zachar. Nekeva equals Olam Hazeh, and Zachar equals Olam Haba. Don't extrapolate from that anything about women versus men. It has to do with just the conceptual idea of Nekeva versus Zachar. So Yaakov's brachas, they don't go beyond the realm of the feminine, which equals Olam Hazeh, because the Olam Haba component was hidden from him. Because the destination of Olam Hazeh is something which has tzar. Aval Moshe, Shaya Isha Elohim, but Moshe would achieve the status of Isha Elohim in his lifetime. Vishar Sa'alav Shechina, and had the Shechina rest upon him, Alkein his skill bezos, Avalochasam Birchaso bezos. Okay, Moshe has the Shechina. What's the Shechina? The Shechina is also the feminine. But that's how it begins, because that's Moshe Isha Elohim. But how does Moshe end? Moshe ends as Ever Hashem. Ki tchilas dvarav, ayugam kein biyudei olam hazeh, ki heima echrichiyim, la'sig al yadam hashlimus achron, asher lo tusag biladam. Because you need the feminine in order to achieve whatever is one's completeness. Aval so dvarav biyud olam haba, be'omro ashrecha Yisrael. But Moshe, when Moshe concludes, so when he says that, Moshe is projecting towards the future, and therefore into the concept of the Zakar, which is Olam Haba. Chen Masik B'Yalkut Kan Shekol Pasuk Zeh Medaber Be'Osher Amiti Le'Olam Haba Ashrecha Yisrael Mamtukan V'Ganuz L'Chol Olam Haba. When Moshe says Ashrach Yisrael, he's talking about the future, and the future equals Olam Haba. So Moshe goes into a different realm and a different Ramah, a different level than that which Yaakov achieved, because Yaakov only stayed in the Vizos and therefore in his blessings of Olam Hazeh. V'chein ma'asha amar v'yareyu Hashem is kol ha'aretz ad hayom ha'acharon dar shebo ad hayom ha'acharon. What is ad hayom ha'acharon? That God showed Moshe until the yom ha'acharon, the final, you know, the further sea, which we would presume in Pshat means the Mediterranean. But right, because Moshe is on the eastern side of the Jordan River, so Ad Yom Acharon presumably means literally the Mediterranean Sea. But what's the drash on it? Ad Hayom Acharon, right? Lifnei Ba Yom Hashem. What's the Yom Hashem? Hagadol B'Hanarod Dehainu LeOlam Haba. It's referring to the Olam Haba. It's the next level that Moshe achieves. And Cain, who are Hefech Yaakov? Moshe is the opposite of Yaakov. Yaakov, the end was hidden from him. Well, Moshe nigla, and to Moshe everything was revealed. So Moshe just takes off from where Yaakov left off. Yaakov's brachos ended in Olam Hazeh, this world. Moshe's beginning is this world. Okay, so that's his first explanation of the difference between Moshe and Yaakov. That midrash. The second one is Hashenihu Shelakach Pasach Mimakom Shepasach Yaakov. That Moshe. This is exactly the reason why Moshe. In other words, again, starting with the midrash, which says Yaakov ended with Vizos, Moshe began with Vizos, that this is the reason why Moshe has to open the way that Yaakov ended. They take all the brachos of Yaakov to the next level. And that's the approach that I mentioned before, is how the Kli Yakar looks at all of the brachos that Moshe gives. He's jumping on the bandwagon of Yaakov and taking it to the next level. Shenemar Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov. That's the pasuk paraglam is the pasuk yichas chavches, which is it's the end of the brachos that Moshe gives right before the pasuk of Ashrach Yisrael vayishkon Yisrael. As Israel shall dwell secure, solitary in the likeness of Yaakov, in the land of grain and wine, even his heavens shall drip with dew. Limedcha shekol berchosav hayu me'ein berchosav shel Yaakov. That it's just bring it to the next level, the brachos of Yaakov. Vaday hosif b'chol bracha is a davar. So you know he's in a sense mirroring what Yaakov said, but he's adding something. The kach ne'amar v'zos habracha shenosaf al birchosav shel Yaakov shenichtemu b'vzos. So this is the bracha. In other words, he's starting with the baseline with Yaakov, and he's adding to that. Shenichtemu b'vzos bircham gamhu b'tosefes b'chol bracha bracha mitzadi yosav isha elohim. In other words, because Moshe is the isha elohim, when he says v'zos habracha, he's starting with base. V'zos habracha, I'm starting with the base that Yaakov ended with, and I'm going to be adding onto that because of the fact that Moshe is Ish Elokim. So Niglo Elav Talumos Hakam V'Yoter Mashiyeh Yisrael Ad Yom Acharon De Ad V'Chal. Moshe is going to way further into the future than anything that Yaakov could have ever imagined or perceived, because Yaakov Bikesh L'Galus Hakeitz, but V'Nistam Imenu, Yaakov wanted to share more, but it was hidden from him. Okay, so, and that all comes from Moshe being Isha. Okay. So that's the
theory. Wouldn't there be a need to have the same sequence?
You know, Lav Davka, Yaakov, I just saw something that Menachem Liebtag wrote about that, the sequence. Yaakov was doing it primarily based on age order, or at least birth order in the Torah. Because Yaakov was talking to his sons. Moshe is doing it based on a different criteria. And Moshe doesn't even mention Shimon. But he goes from Reuven, and then he goes to Yehuda, and then he goes to Levi. So Yaakov is doing it based on different criteria, which I don't know, because then after that he goes to Binyamin and Yosef, and then he goes back to Zvulun and Yisachar. So it's not really following that type of order. Longer conversation, but he doesn't even this is a Kliyaka class, so we're not going there because he doesn't touch on that at all. Okay, so we're going to skip around a little bit. I mean, you're just going to follow the sheet that I gave you. Okay, but plus, okay. Okay, so right before, it's the last verse that Moshe gives before getting into the brachos, of Vayhi Bishurun Melech. He became king over Yeshurun, B'Hisasef Rosh Hayam, when the numbers of the nation gathered, Yachash V'Tei Yisrael, the tribes of Yisrael are unity. Okay? So, the question is, who's the Melech? That's the question that the Kliyakar is looking at. Whether the Melech is referring to God, whether it's referring to Moshe. There's a whole, also, this is another line of thinking in the Chazal when they talk about Moshe. Was Moshe actually considered to be a Melech? Okay, I'm not going to get into that now, but the Kliyakar is obviously alluding to that and asking that question. He says, Ki Yeshurun Lashon Re'iyah. I think Re'iyah could either mean. Could either mean seeing, or it could mean like ra'ui, like worthiness. Ubenoeg shebe'olam shelefamim adam ola legdula. I think it's more like worthiness. That's what he's talking about. But it may be a combination of both. You'll see in a second. In the ways of the world, a person gets to a certain level. Af im eno ro'ila mitzad shebrius enem abitin bo heitev. Right, even if the person is not worthy, right? You think about some people who just get into a position. No comments on certain presidents, okay? But and I'm not just talking about the current one, okay? But you know, some people they get to where they are because people ain't on a beaten bohetev. Ah, person's a good speaker. The person's a this. You know, if you actually examine, then you find
They don't look too closely,
right? Ain't on a beaten bohetev. We're os mativo. But they don't examine it. And it also happens in some cases in business. And by the way, I have a book at home about it's called A Team of Rivals. Okay, it's about the beginning of the Republican Party when Lincoln got the nomination in 1860. There was a big hoopla over who would get the nomination. A lot of people were running for it, and Lincoln was like, you know, who was Lincoln? He was just some senator from Illinois, and I don't even think he was in a
party.
No. He wasn't in a governmental position at the time. He had run for something in 1858 and lost. So he was just some guy who was in the. But anyway, so the guy who ended up becoming the Secretary of State, William Seward, was one of the candidates, and amongst other people. And what Lincoln did, this is the brilliance of what Lincoln did politically, was that he took all these guys who wanted the nomination and he gave them top cabinet positions. So he had the greatest politicians of his time, at least in the Republican Party, and he brought them all into his cabinet. Okay, and in the book they talk about somebody quoting somebody who said, you know what, Moide, like you know he's the best of us. He may be the youngest and may be seemingly the most inexperienced, but he deserves a nomination. And of course, you know the history is what it is. But the point is that beaten bohitev leros mativo. But that guy who made that comment, I don't remember who it was, if it was Seward or somebody else, but said, you know what, I'm actually examining myself versus this guy, and I realized. He should really get it. Okay. Al kein so they leave him in the position of greatness. Because you know they have eyes, but they're not really seeing. Lo of mativo, but they're not really getting to the essence of the heart of who this guy is. But if they would actually examine yiru b'mahuso, you're going to see the guy's a nobody, right? There's something every year the Peter principle, right? There's some people who they rise to the level of incompetence, and that's where they stop, right? That's the Peter principle. But there are some people that they get to what it is, and how do they stay in the position that they're in? because they're smart enough to know that if they hire everybody around them who is smarter than they are, who just doesn't have there are plenty of very, very, very smart people who will never, ever, ever be a CEO, and they'll never, ever, ever make the billions, right? Because they just don't have, they don't have the guts to jump into the fire. Okay, this guy is too stupid to realize that taking such a risk is dangerous. The risk pays off. Why? Because who's surrounding him?
Smart
billion people. Okay? So, but that's exactly what and we know this about people. But they don't look at him. They say, no, he's the boss. Right? What does Tevye say? The most important men in town will come to fall on me. They'll ask me to advise them. Who am I? I'm Tevye the milkman. But if I were rich, then everybody would come to me for advice. Why? Because I got money, not because I'm smart. Okay? Aval Moshe Enochein. Aval Pisha Nemar. Vihibitu Achrei Moshe. Remember in the aftermath of the golden calf? They looked at him. They were examining him. They're trying to see, can we take this guy down? That's who Moshe is. They couldn't find something to bring him down. Even those who are the mabitim, right? Yeshurun, they're trying to find the straight, right? What does yeshurun mean? It means to look. To a certain degree, so but they couldn't find. So he was a melech even then. Okay, that's
what
God is. He says it doesn't matter. They looked at Moshe and they couldn't find a shemitz psul. They couldn't find something to bring him down. And of course, you look at God. Good luck, right? Good luck in bringing God down. Okay, so that's his point. He says it doesn't matter who Yeshurun melech, who the melech is, whether it's God or Moshe. Because they all reign supreme. It's not like a human being who is a loser, who's in the wrong place. Moshe Rabbeinu, nishta loser. Okay? That's his nephew. It's a joke. Elazar.
Elazar nishta loser.
Elazar. Okay. All right, anyway. I wasn't calling Elazar a loser. I was, if he was a munkacher, then his name would be a loser. Okay, anyway. Enough. That was a good joke. Okay, next, moving on. Pasuk Vav. Okay, so this is the first bracha. Yechiru Uvein ve'al Yemos himisavispar. So you Reuven should live and should not die. So many look at that and say that what's Moshe doing? He's blessing Reuven that he should live. Why? Because Reuven's going to be leading the Jewish people in battle. That was the agreement that had been made with the tribe of Reuven and the tribe of Gad, that they're going to lead the people in battle. Half of Menashe also settles on the east of the Jordan, but the deal wasn't made. I don't know if it was made as much with the Chatzi Yishev of Menashe as much as it was made with Reuven and Gad. Okay, and so anyway, so that's the bracha. Bracha Yichi Reuven Al Yemos. Okay, bracha Zo. Bracha Rishon Zo. He mayin berchosav shal Yaakov shamar yes and seis v'yeser us. Okay, now I don't want to translate the bracha that was given to Reuven himself from Yaakov, but that's the phrase that's the first phrase that Yaakov utilizes. Hine Yaakov b'shtei brachos, achas nikrei seis v'achas os. Yaakov gave Reuven, the man Reuven, two brachos, one of seis and one of os. Ki haseis hu sheyu anashav rabim ad sheyutzrichin l'mispar. Ki hadavar shehu rav hakamus tzarich mispar. He says the seis refers to numbers. Okay, that there should be so many that v'hi misav mispar. That's what he says here. V'hi misav mispar, may his population be included in the count. Okay, so that's number one. V'sheyu anashav giborim, that Reuven's men should be strong. Ki Reuven shayoshev al ha sefer hayutzarich lekol ze sheyu anashav rabim v'giborim. He az lo yamusu milchama. Okay, so that's the idea of strength that's embedded in this bracha. Yichi Reuven ve'al Yamos. Okay, that they should be strong, and it's through their strength.
In no.
Yeser se'es, yes, that's sir, number.
Okay.
And yeser az is strength. Okay, so that's what he says. V'nei se'es u'lashom nispar, k'mo kitisa as rosh. Se'es has to do with counting, as we know from Parshas Kisisa. Kisisa as rosh b'nei Yisrael. Kisisa could mean when you lift, but we know the kisisa because everybody's giving half a shekel. That's referring to counting. Naso es rosh. That's also counting. The oz is lashon gevura. And oz means strength. Yinei mitzad shebilbel yitzuei aviv, hoya roishi natlu shnei amimenu. because of what Reuven did with Bilha, with the bed, with Bilha, Yaakov, whatever it was, so he deserved to have both of these things taken away from him. Achmitzad habracha nitnam lo b'matana. But because of the bracha which was given to him, they were given to him as a gift for the future. V'yamar b'din, hu shiyelcha yeser se'es v'yeser oz. What Yaakov had said to Reuven was that you should have yeser se'es v'yeser oz. Okay, but what ended up happening was that Reuven lost something. At the Bechorah, it was given to Yosef. Yosef got the Pishnayim. Yoter mispar ugvura Pishnayim akol shvatim. Okay? So that's what you were supposed to have. Ach, however, pachas kamayim al tosar, but you don't get it because of your pachas kamayim. Al tikach amosaros, you're not getting the extras. Aval mikol makom shavel l'chol shvatim tiyeh b'se'esvos. But nonetheless, you'll be equal to all the shvatim in your numbers and in your strength. V'zeh shagam Moshe b'yircho b'gvura, shenemar yechi Reuven. So now when Moshe comes along and gives him a bracha of strength and says, yechi Reuven, Reuven should live, Ratzolomar, yeh ishchai rav po'alim b'melchama, you should be successful in battle, and this way you won't die. V'hi misav mispar, and now your population are going to be something significant. Zeu inyan ha'se'es she'ezkarnu. This is the inyan of the counting. V'hosif ve'al yamos, and he said, and Moshe added in a sense, saying ve'al yachiru ve'in. That's already numbers. Ve'al yamos means you shouldn't die. V'ishamru chazal. Right? Then how does a person live? By essentially, what does it mean? Killing himself. It doesn't mean killing himself. Like, you know, no, like when I say, I'm killing myself to make a living. Okay? You shouldn't have to kill yourself in order to live, so to speak. Okay? I mean, it doesn't, obviously, if you literally kill yourself, you're dead. Okay? But, uchmosh ne'mar, mi gvar yichyeh, v'lo yireh maves ki im yichayes atzmo. Okay, that's the pasuk in Tehillim. That who is the person who's going to live and shouldn't and doesn't see death if he allows himself to live? As belis safek yamis es atzmo v'chein behefich. Okay, in other words, it's counterintuitive in the sense of how we understand these verses. But the point is that in order to achieve real chiyus, there is an effort that needs to be made, and the point is that for Reuven, he has a bracha that the success of life should come to him. The Chazal amru ichi Reuven ba'olam hazeh ba'al yamus la'olam ba. So Chazal they had an additional teaching that Reuven should live in this world and shouldn't die in the next world. Lefi ulefi shalom ba ne'alam al kein nisharu chayi olam ba b'diyuk shel ba'al yamus b'remes. Okay, so that in other words, there is something about Reuven's lifetime in which would somehow, in other words, if he gets the bracha that's too strong in this world, then he may lose it for the world to come. So what God is saying, what Moshe is saying rather, is that Reuven should not only have chiyus in Olam HaZeh, but he should also have a chiyus in Olam HaBa. And that's why, v'samach lev v'zos liyuda, you asked the question before, how come what comes after Reuven isn't the next shevet? So first of all, Shimon doesn't even get a bracha, okay? At least doesn't seem to, as we're going to see in a second. He might, okay? But Yehuda follows. Why? Ki gam hu nisbarach b'olam haba, l'vishayu atzmasav mizgagal in a chaperish Rashi. I actually mentioned this at the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. I mentioned this idea that Yehuda's bones were rattling. Right, all the Shvatim were taken out of Egypt. Yosef, most famously, because the Pasuk tells us, but Yehuda's were taken out as well. All the Shvatim were taken, but Yehuda's bones were rattling. The Gemara tells us that how did Yehuda's bones stop rattling? But Moshe basically said, hey, Yehuda has a tremendous merit. How does he have a tremendous merit? Because when Yehuda admitted to what happened between him and Tamar, Reuven saw that, and then Reuven admitted and did tshuva over what he did with Bilhah. So the fact that Reuven came to do tshuva came from what he saw with Yehuda. So because Yehuda has the merit of making Reuven into a Baal tshuva, so what, Reuven's bones are not going to rattle, and Yehuda's are going to rattle. So give Yehuda that zchus as well. And so the Gemara says that Yehuda's bones stopped rattling when Moshe made that argument. Okay, so there is the connection that's made between Yehuda and Reuven, where Yehuda gets a Olam Haba, so Reuven should get a Olam Haba, because they have that inherent connection between them. There's a lot to be said about the contrast and the connections between Reuven and Yehuda, and that's a shir which I'll give in Parshas Miketz. Vayeshev and Miketz. Okay, so I don't want to get into that now. But now let's continue the Kliyakar. Vezos Liyuda. So the next bracha that Moshe gives is Pasuk Zayin. So I'm just looking at the Chumash for a second. Vezos Liyuda Vayomar. And this is the bracha to Yehuda. Note the word Vezos. I don't think he jumps on that, but you have Vezos as well. Vayomar Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Hashem hears the voice of Yehuda. Ve'alamot to Vienna, brings him to his nation. Yadav Rav Lo Ve'ezer Mitzarav to Yehuda. May his hands fight his grievance. May you be a helper against his enemies. Okay, so you see the hint in there? Shimon? Vezos Liyuda Vayomar Shema Hashem. So the word Shema, Shema is reminiscent of Shimon. Why? Because when Leah names him, Shema Hashem Kisinu Anochi. So you have Shema. Hey, well, not only that, what's another connection, very deep connection between Yehuda and Shimon? Okay, Shimon does not get a portion in land. Where is Shimon's portion in the land of Israel? It's embedded within the tribe of Yehuda. Okay, this is why, by the way, I'm still trying to come to grips with this. Whenever they talk about the 10 lost tribes, I don't know what the 10 lost tribes are, because Binyamin, Yehuda, and Shimon was in Yehuda. So I'm a little lost as to why they're called the 10 lost tribes. I don't think people are counting.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think people are counting. But anyway, Shimon lived in the area of Yehuda.
Wow.
Okay? So let's take a look at Kliyak. Okay? Kishma nigzam relashon Shimon. Adavar tzarech bir. So that's a sifrei. That's a midrash and devar. It says that this is that the idea of Shimon is embedded in Yehuda. So he says, I need to explain that. Vakarobel alamar shalom duzeh mimashikasa vizos liyuda shenir miyutar. Again, vizos liyuda, just say, liyuda. It seems extra. Kiavle alamar v'liyuda amar. He told Yehuda. Elakach perusho. Ki bakoshas ve'elamot tibienu hoisa al Shimon. Yaakov Amar Lo Vafitzem Yisrael. Yaakov had said that Levi and Shimon are going to be spread amongst the Jewish people. And what do we know? It's true about Levi, right? Levi doesn't get its own portion. Where's Levi? 42 cities and the Arei Miklat, right? They're spread around Israel. So what about Shimon? Where's Shimon going to be? Shehayu Mimenu Melamdim Va'aniyim. Okay? That they are teachers. Where do teachers go? Everywhere where they have students, which is?
All over.
Everywhere. Ba'aniyim, where do Aniyim go? wherever the money is, right? Okay. Ba'anafutz tzarech kibbutz alamot. So these people, they need to be gathered together. Ki'afal b'yishayu nefutz b'soch b'nei Yisrael, even though they're spread amongst Israel, mikom makom mitosho nefutz b'fuzar b'furab b'mishfachtom b'yisaviv eino eitzel amo. So they're not, my kinsmen are the Shimon people. So if I'm spread around Israel, it's very nice. I'm amongst my cousins, but I'm not amongst my direct family. Ha'kenis ba'al of Yehuda v'yamar, please make it that Shimon will not be divided everywhere. This is the most amazing thing. This is such a beautiful Yom Kippur message. And it's known that Yehuda needed this himself. Rashi says, Elamot Tavienu, bring him back to his nation, is going on Yehuda. I'm saying that Yehuda was praying for this. Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda, Elamot Tavienu. Elamot Tavienu is going on Shimon. And who's praying for that? Yehuda. Why? Chol Mispal Achavero. That's what the Gemara tells us. If you need something, and your friend needs something, pray for your friend, and you get it first. That's the Gemara's teaching about tefillah. Because Yehuda needed it also. Moshe's talking about, remember, Moshe's talking for the future. Moshe says, he knows what's going on. So Moshe says, Vizos Liuda. Why does he say Vizos Liuda? Meaning Vizos. What's Vizos? This prayer that Yehuda's been praying for Shimon, Vizos, this should also go to Yehuda. Vizesh Amar, Vayomar, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Oso Kol, Sheispal El Bo, Al Shimon, Ve'elamot Yivienu, right, that which Yehuda is praying for Shimon, Moshe is also saying, I'm praying for Shimon, but what I really wanted is to go to Yehuda, because they deserve it. Yehuda should be answered first, so that this prayer should go double. Gam l'Shimon and gam l'Yehuda. Yadav, Rav, Lo. Hosef Milas, Lo. ki bracha zu haisa lo levado v'loya l'shimon sorech b'birchas yadav rav lo rak lihuda shahe melech hayitzarech b'bracha zo. So the idea of yadav rav lo, yadav rav, again, may his hands fight his grievance. Yadav rav lo. That is referring, the lo part is specifically for Yehuda because of the malchus, which is Yehuda, but the rest of the bracha, he's essentially saying it's a double bracha, both for Shimon and Yehuda. But it's all to the credit of Yehuda that bracha would be formulated in such a way because of the fact that they would mispalel for Shimon and they should be nanat chilam. Okay? Love it. Okay. We're moving on. Binyamin. Yeah, I can't get to all the brachas which we have here, so I'm giving you that which I thought was that which we can do in this timely fashion. Binyamin, okay? Pasuk Yibes. Levinyamin Amar Yidir Hashem Yishkon Leveta Chofef Alav Kol Yom Uvein Kesefav Shechein. Okay, that's an Avram Fried song. Well, what a bracha Moshe gave Avram Fried. Okay, anyway, so what does it mean? Levinyamin Amar Yidir Hashem Yishkon Leveta. Hashem's beloved dwells securely by him. He hovers over him and he rests between his shoulders. A lot of dangling modifiers there. When the tribe of Benjamin's portion is divvied up in the book of Yoshua, it's described as being v'lachateif, 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 basically amongst the mountains. So you look at mountains enough from a distance, they all look like shoulders. So that's one way of understanding it. But let's take a look at Kliyakar. Lefisha Yaakov Amar, Benjamin Zev Yitroth. Baboker Yochal Ad, so that's the bracha which is given to Binyamin, that he's like a wolf, right? Yes, a wolf. Baboker Yochal Ad, in the morning he eats, what he needs. Ula Erev Yechalek Shalol, in the evening he divides it up. Vatoref Teref, Eno Ochlo Babetach. Something which tears apart an animal isn't eating it in security, ki libo nukfo penyach zoralov ze shechatfo mimenu. Right? So what is teref literally? It doesn't mean fallen prey. It means that which has been ripped off. So in other words, let's say I'm a wolf, okay, and I go over to some animal and I take a big chunk of bite out of it. Okay, but I haven't killed it. That's teref. Teref means torn. Right, taraf, taraf, Yosef. Yosef has been torn apart. Okay? Sometimes the animal's dead, but not necessarily. So if I take a big bite out of an animal, but I haven't killed it, so it may come back and say, hey, you took a bite out of me, it may come to fight me. So I can sit in a corner and try to eat it quietly in peace, but there's no peace to be had because I have to keep one eye open because that animal may come back to say, hey, give me back my leg. I don't know how much the animal's thinking, but anyway. Okay? Alkein amar yishkon levetach alav. Okay, that he should sit securely. Umilas alav chozer al oso shalol shehizkir Yaakov. That the alav goes back on the shalol, on the booty, I guess, which he's supposed to be eating. And because Yaakov said that, appears shatargim shekoy al karbonos shemakrivin. That the Targum explains that when he talks about Baboker Yochal Ad, right, that is like the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Ha Arbaim, morning and evening. That's the Karbanos which are going to be brought in the morning and evening in the Beis Hamikdash. Alzeh Hosif Lomar, Chofev Alav Kol Hayom. Chofev Alav Kol Hayom. So what does Chofev Alav Kol Hayom mean? It means that he hovers over him all day long. Hovers over him all day long. Shelo yecharav. That it shouldn't be destroyed. What's Moshe blessing, Binyamin? That which is a place where the karbanos are brought day and night should not be destroyed. Kemo, Shilo, Vinov, Vigivon. Elatamid tisha'er shchina beis olamim. That the shchina should always be present. Were Shiloh, Nov, and Givon in the land of Binyamin? I don't know if they all were. I don't think so. No. Shiloh is not. I mean, Givon I think was, but not. I don't think the other ones were. And Shiloh, I think, is in Ephraim, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't remember. Anyway, but the point is that tamid tisha'er shchina beis olamim. What's the beis olamim in the beis hamikdash? Bank seifav shachen ki shama yunosei haifod. Bank seifav shachen. Where is God? Bein Ksefav. Literally, that's where the Eifod is. Ki Ashchina Aisa Burim Etunim Shenasa Kohen Bein Shnei Ksefav. Al Shnei Ksefav Lezikaron. Right. That's the way the Torah describes where the Eifod is supposed to be. Shemar Bein Ksefav Shachain. So there are a number of different meanings in the bracha which is being given to Binyamin. But most notably, he's saying that they relate to the Beis HaMikdash, which is supposed to be in Binyamin's portion, and of course to the Shechina, which is supposed to be present as well in the Ketefav of the Kohen Gadol. Wow. Okay, so a number of different meanings in these blessings. Did the blessing come true? Obviously we know that the Kedusha is there, but the Beis HaMikdash, lo aleinu, is not. Okay, we move on to Smach Zvulun. So there's a double bracha which is given to Zvulun and Yisachar. It's a pasuk in Revi'i. Vilizvulun Amar Smach Zvulun Sesakh Yisachar Be'alacha. That Zvulun, you should go out, you should be happy in your excursions when you go out. And Yisachar is, we assume that there's the word Smach is also going on to Yisachar Be'alacha, that you should be joyous in your tent. The tribes are going to assemble at the mountain, and they will slaughter offerings of righteousness. Riches of the sea will be nourished, and by the treasures concealed in the sand. Let's take a look. The bracha which was given to Yaakov was that Zvulun is going to go off on ships. Osek b'schora, busy with mercantile expenditures. Yisachar chamor garem, and the classic interpretation of what it means that Yisachar is like a donkey is that he is osik b'Torah, that he's delving in Torah. Nimtza zeh yosek l'scharo v'zeh yoshev ha'olim. Now this one is going out, dealing in business, and this one is sitting in the tents. V'shamati, and I've heard, l'fi she'amamon ein lo shum shlemos ki im al yidei ha'hotza'a, that money, it doesn't have a completeness to it unless it's used properly. Ki ha'otzah tovbo. In other words, what's ha'otzah? When it's brought out and used for proper investment, etc. Ki ha'otzah tovbo me'akibutz. Right? Using it properly, investing is better than bringing in. L'kach ne'amar smach zvulun b'tzeisecha, that which you send out. But the shlemus of Torah is also in what remains in the tent. It's not about what you take out with the Torah, what you send out with the Torah. It's about what is in the ohel. And the acquisition of money, it's outside of him because Yisachar has other pursuits. And it doesn't stick there. Actually, I mean that would be referring to Zvulun, but anyway, Aval Kinyan HaTorah Misatzeim V'Davikbo. Okay, in other words, the acquisition of money that is external. I guess what he's saying is that it's not something which is guaranteed. There's a lot of income mobility in this country, so much so that there are people who are sometimes very well. I remember Rabbi Tendler telling me that there are people that there was a family in Muncie. I mean, this is 15 years ago. He said family in Muncie who has this huge house. They can't pay the electric bills. Okay, once upon a time, this fellow was supporting the community, and now things took a tide. And those types of things, I mean, unfortunately, they happen all the time. There's some people who just seem to always have it, but some people who have good years and unfortunately very bad years. And that's the point that he's making. Kinyan ha-mamonu chutz mimenu. You could be as successful as you think you are, but it's really chutz mimenu. It's not something which you ultimately control. Aval kinyan ha-Torah, misatzein b'davikbo, v'hulu basar echad ba'olo, l'kach ne'mar ba'olecha. That Torah is something which you do control, and it's really up to you. V'yesh amrim l'fi shekol ha-olech b'schora, eino someach adayin b'tzeiso l'derech. Anybody who's only dealing in schora isn't happy with when he has to go out to on a road. Ki lo yeda im yarviach lo. Right? Is this business adventure going to be successful or no? I have no idea. Aval zvulun. So what's the bracha of zvulun? Amar she yismach gam betzeisel aderek ki nachol li babatuach she yaskil b'chol dvarav. Zvulun should have the confidence that everything should go well. Why? Lefi she yisachar bo alacha osik b'torah alav uz chuso yamud gam lo. That Yisachar's a contribution is something which Zvulun can rely on because of the partnership which they have. Because Zvulun is supporting Yisachar. There's a lot more to be said about the Zvulun-Yisachar relationship. I'm not going to get into it now. This is, with all due respect to the Kli Yakar, this is a very base and simple understanding of the partnership between Zvulun and Yisachar. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein actually has a tshuva about this, which I've shared before. about how Yisachar's job was to provide the raw materials that Zvulun would take out and utilize. That Zvulun was, they had the business sense that Yisachar didn't necessarily have. But imagine, you know, for example, that Yisachar has trees that are producing. I mean, the main example is that they actually had sand from which Zvulun could produce glass. Okay, so maybe they didn't have the works to produce the glass or the wisdom to do that, but they could gather the sand and say, "Here, Zvulun, you make your magic with it."
They had okay. The raw materials.
They had the raw materials, yeah.
But not the expertise to convert them.
Correct. Or the business sense to go out and market it and sell it. Okay? But that is a partnership. It's not just like, I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash and I'm doing nothing. I'm doing something. This is one of the reasons why whenever people would come to... I don't have people come to my house here in Boynton Beach the way that I used to have when I was in Hollywood, because we have the gate and whatever. Okay, whatever. But in Hollywood, people would come to my house. And I would always ask him, like, what do you do? Do you at least do something? Or are you just sitting down? So if a guy told me, look, I remember one guy told me, I write the Tagin on the Sifrei Torah. Okay. Right? The Sofer writes the letters, and somebody's got to write the Tagin, because the Sofer doesn't have time for that. I said, okay, you're doing something. No problem. Okay, this guy tells me, I do that. No, it's fine. Do something. What do? I go door to door. You don't seem sick. You're capable. If you're not doing anything, you know, then you're doing nothing. Exactly. So there's, you know, that's just me. Now, did I give the guy something? But it's just a different. I'm not the greatest person, but that was my litmus test. Are you doing something? Okay, because Yisachar, according to that view that I just shared, was at least doing something, providing something, doing something. Yisachar should also be teaching. Okay. All right. We get to Amim Har Yikro. Okay, that's continuing in the. In the bracha of Zvulun and Yisachar, Amim HaYikro, Ratzalamar sheyikru al Zvulun Yisachar Har, that the tents of Zvulun and Yisachar are called a mountain. Ki kamo ahar atov alavanon makrivim bo zvachim laHashem kach mishneu alehem gam sham yizbichu zivchetzerek. Okay, in the two tents of Zvulun and Yisachar, they're also bringing in some form or another zivchetzerek. Okay, we're not talking about karbanos, because obviously that's not where the mikdash is, but Kizvulin ha'osek b'prakmatia, Zvulin is one who's specifically dealing in business, merchandise, v'noseh l'toch pivshal Yisachar, ein l'chatztaka g'dola mizo. Okay, again, the thing that I mentioned outside is not the viewpoint that the Kli Yakar is espousing or sharing. Okay, k'moshen ha'mar, ashrechem zorei al kol mayim v'ein zriya al tzedaka. Zriya is you know, planting is tzedaka. Shneimar is zeru lechem l'tzedaka. V'ein mayim el Torah. Shneimar have a cold samei l'chula mayim. Anybody who's thirsty, go to the water. What's the water? The water is Torah. But that's mizeh. Shazriya shehi al kol mayim v'yamachzik yidei lomdei Torah ein l'chad tzedaka k'mosa. That the tzedaka of giving Torah, there's no tzedaka like that. Chsiv asot tzedaka mishpat nivchal Hashem is be'ach, or is mizav im kain din hi l'kro l'ol zvulun har. So we have to call Zvulun's tent a mountain. Ki ha'ola elav ki ha'ola l'har Hashem, because somebody who's going through Zvulun's tent is like going to a mountain of God. Shemakrivim bo olo zvachim l'elohim ki gam bo olo makrivim zivchei tzedek, because they're bringing Zivchei righteousness. Okay, in other words, the offerings which they're giving is supporting Yisachar. V'chein ohalo shel Yisachar she'oskim bo b'Torah v'chol ha'osek b'Torah ola, etc. We saw that before. V'chol ha'osek b'Torah ola. I don't know. V'chule is l'kach ra'uish l'kro lo'olo har ha'kodesh ki gam sham yiz v'chu zivchei tzedek. Okay, so this is the base partnership. This is, by the way, this is a tremendous problem in Israel today. Okay, because there are people who say, look, I'm studying in the base medrash and therefore give. Okay? We're more important than the Chayalei Tzahal. Some, and others say, just do something. Are we asking you to pick up a gun? Do national service. Do Sheirut. Do something. Don't just sit there and take the handouts. Contribute in some way. And it's, this method might have worked in a shtetl. I don't know that it works in the modern state of Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. And that's where a lot of the, you know, the friction comes from. Okay. We'll do one more usher, and then we're going to look at his last commentary on the parsha. Ula asher amar baruch mibonim asher pasuk haftalid. Okay, Rav Asher, he said the most blessed of children is Asher. Yehi ritzo yechav v'tovel bat shem anaglo. He shall be pleasing to his brothers and dip his feet in oil. So just there is more on Asher, but I just gave you one line. The fi shebeleid asok siv be ashri ki ishruni banos. Right, that's what Leah said when. Zilpah gave birth to Asher, ki Yeshuni Banos. What's Banos? Girls. Girls. Okay. What's the girls? What's the girls you're talking about? Alkein Hosif Lomar, Shigam mi Banim Yehe Mivorach. Okay, Asher is somehow a prelude to girls. I'm not sure exactly why, but who's the most famous of Asher's children?
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Okay,
yeah.
So that's why it's Baruch mi banim Asher. Yimuvarach muushar ki gam ben gam bas kulam yashru varchu. It's a good message to anybody who says, you know, some people only have girls, some people only have boys. If I could only have, so gam ben gam bas. Kulam Yashru Vivarchu. So it applies to Usher and it applies to anybody. Okay?
I like that.
We should, good. Put that one in gold. Okay? Gam Bain Gambas Kulam Yashru Vivarchu. They all bring happiness, they all bring bracha. That is it's the blessing of children. Okay. The last part, he goes a little off the beaten page of the way that he normally does things, but he gives us a message which is a nice fitting end to his commentary on the Torah. Okay, let's go to the very end of the Torah. Last pasuk. So the last three pasukim actually are describing the what Moshe really was. Okay, so the pasukim it's Yud, Yud Aleph, and Beis. Below come Naviot Yisrael, Moshe Asher Yidu Hashem Panim El Panim. There is no prophet ever like Moshe who knew God face to face. So all the signs and wonders that Moshe did in Egypt, etc. And all the strong hand and the awesome power that Moshe performed before the eyes of all of Israel. Okay, so essentially what he's looking at is the question of. Look at the last word. What's the last word in the Torah? Yisrael. Okay? So what's the first word in the Torah? Gracious. So the first letter of the Torah is a Beis, and the last letter of the Torah is a Lamed. Okay, so I'm not going to get into why the first letter of the Torah is a Beis, why the last letter is a Lamed, but he is going to do that. Okay? I remember Shlomo Kabach. He has a story called the Munkacher Passport. He says, where's the Aleph at the beginning of that? Where's the... And, so what does he say? And the Gemara starts on Daf Beis. Why doesn't it start on Daf Aleph? It's a Munkacher passport. I'm not telling the story now, but that's what it is. Okay. Shemati omrim tam amasha omra amasha Torah matcheles bebeis masayemes belamed. So why does Torah begin with the Beis and end with the Lamed? V'shikol osios Hashem agadol yud vav and hey. So you look at God's name, yud kevav kei. It has which three letters? Okay, one of them is repeated. The hey is repeated twice, but it has a yud vav and hey. Im tismoch achas mehem el Beis o el Lamed yemimenu teva achas shlema. Okay, take a Beis and add either a Vav, a Hey, or a Yud to the end of it. What do you have? You have B, Bo, Ba. Li, Lo, La. Okay? Those are the only letters in the Aleph Beis that allow for that. Mashalotim tzakeh b'chol Alpha Beta, Shiateva Shlema, Mikol Ashloshim Yisvichu Leza Os. Take any other letter, and he gives two examples. Ikigon Lasos Min Aleph. E, O, A. Shari, A, Aleph, Hey. Ain't a Teva, it's not a word. E is, O is, but not A. V'chein lasos min mem. Mi mo, shahari mo, mem vav. That's not a word. Ein a teva. V'habir l'zeh. Hu shebezen yirmaz shetevel mloa kol talui bo. Right, everything about the world is all dependent on God, Yisparach. V'shaloa kol, and everything belongs to him. V'torah beiz, shakadosh baruch hu, medaber ba'ado v'omer. This is as if God is saying with the letter beiz. V'omer. B. Ratzalomar akol toluy bi. Everything is mine, or everything is dependent on me. V'nivra'av omrim, and what do God's creatures or creation say? Bo shakol toluy bo yisbarach. Walashon ba haynu dachar v'nukva. Bo and ba is zachar nekeva. That's masculine and feminine. Shezkiru chachmei emes amekubalim, but it's the same thing. In other words, we're both talking about God. V'chein hakadosh baruch hu omer li tevel mloa. That everything's mine. V'nivra'av omrim, and everything and the people say about God ki lo yisbarach tevel mloa. V'chein lo, but actually, and lo and la is the same thing. It's just masculine and feminine. V'kol inyan achad, and it's all one message. Ki lefish akol talui bo yisbarach alkein akol lo yisbarach. Since everything is dependent on him, it's all his. And it's a hint to God's oneness. But who you saw the Torah, and that is the foundation of the Torah. And that's how it begins, and that's how it ends. Opens and closes. So the Torah opens with a beis and ends with a lamed laharos. God's the one who opens and closes. Everything is dependent on him. Bishmo, which is also based on his name, because it's his name which is in Bo and Lo and Li and La, you know, and etc. Kol talui Bo Bishmo Yisbarach. It's all in his name. Ka'amur. Nishlam Sefer El Advarim. So, in other words, the point that he's saying is that the Torah beginning with the Beis and the Torah ending with the Lamed shows Yichud of God. It shows how God is really. Is everything. The Torah is all him. Everything belongs to God, and it's all hinted to in those letters, which are the only letters of the Aleph Beis which can be connected to the letters of God's name and actually make sense, because it's all about God.